Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we were healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we've turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not its mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done nothing, no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He was put to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. And out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be acquainted or accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressions. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors. Join me as we pray. God, on this solemn day, we're sad in our hearts because of what happened and the manner by which it happened to Jesus. And yet we're glad in our hearts because the result of that is that we're here today knowing with a certainty that we're saved, that we've been rescued, that we've been brought into an amazing relationship with Jesus, the King, the Messiah, the Righteous One. So God, as we spend this time together today in reflection, I ask that we would honor you. We would feel in our hearts the emotion, the pain, the anguish. And yet not just the physical things, but the spiritual reality that some transaction took place there for us, for our wholeness, body, mind, soul, spirit. And this amazing thing took place that we might live and have life in all its fullness. And I ask that today for Jesus' sake and for his glory. Amen. And I invite you now to turn towards station number one. We're going to move around, and it will be a kind of a reflective prayer as we go.